ladies and gentlemen.
You are now tuned in to Mastering Mitzvahs.
Mastering Mitzvahs.
A podcast focused on creating the perfect bar and bat mitzvah celebration, offering tips, tricks, and trends to ensure an amazing event. Mastering Mitzvahs. From New Jersey's own Explosive Entertainment.
Explosive Entertainment.
I know you're gonna dig this.
And here they are, your hosts, Dylan Weissman and Mike Langser.
Yo. Yeah, man, we're back. Yo, yeah. I'm not sure how I feel about these Monday recordings. Like, I mean, we're still tired and exhausted from a weekend, but it seems to be the only day we could fit these in.
I'm okay with it, man. I mean, like, I feel like Monday is part of our weekend in a way. So like this is some fun. It's not something that, you know, generally brings us business or helps the, you know, the overall picture. It's just something fun that we like to do. So I think
more or less our conversations that we really have in real time just actually being recorded for a purpose for once.
Yeah, we have to have these conversations anyway. So why not do it on a podcast format?
So Dylan, I loved our podcast last week, by the way. I thought it was a great topic, you know, 4 versus 5 hours, how to execute a good timeline. Like I really loved that podcast. Some of these podcasts have more facts and information that we're sharing with our customers. Today though, I'm excited that we have a guest. It's something that we said we were going to do more of this year.
I can't believe that he hasn't been on. I actually don't understand how we haven't had him to be a part of this thing. So to give you a little bit of background, you know, we Explosive, and I think all really high-end bar and mitzvah companies really thrive when their talent is at its best. It's at the forefront. It's not what type of equipment you can bring. It's not, you know, what type of pricing you really have. It's really about, you know, having amazing, amazing MC, DJ motivators. And we are so proud of our talent because there's diversity, there is charisma, there's polish and professional, there's charismatic, and I think you get all of that in one package with the guest we have today. So I am thrilled to bring on my friend, your friend, and everyone's best friend, Samaj Hazard, for episode 135. Samaj, man, welcome in.
What's happening, good people? I'm thankful that you guys invited me to be on.
We gave you a ton of notice about this too, didn't we?
Yeah. I was like, you know what? Let's do it. You know what, Dylan? I'm gonna poke at you for a second. Like, I can't believe we haven't had him on. Yes, it's been too long, man. I'm feeling away. I'm taking it personal, man.
I'm gonna back Dylan for a quick second. We're at episode 135, but truth is, we haven't had very many guests. I probably in the vicinity of 10 guests, right, as a whole, after all of these episodes. But like, our goal this year, we got some feedback from some of the listeners and that they want to see more guests. So you're one of our first of 2024.
Oh, that's awesome. I'm honored, man. I'm honored to be on with two legends.
Why don't you tell the audience, you know, the listeners and viewers, who you are, what you're all about?
Hey, well, what's going on, everybody? My name is Samaj Hazard. Philly native. I currently live in South Jersey. It's funny. I'm actually a full-time minister, but I'm also a DJ and an MC produced by some of these great guys, these two guys on the screen, man. And it's funny, I'll give you guys a little background. Dylan discovered me when I was 16 years old. My high school, we did this thing every year called Spirit Week or Spirit Day. And we literally went to a campground that Dylan was a part of, and he was lifeguarding this day. And I kind of just had, like, you know, not to toot my own horn, but I had the whole school like on lock. Like I had the energy going crazy around the pool. Everything was going crazy. And it's funny, I did something I wasn't supposed to do at the pool. I dove in the pool like head first, and Dylan had like yelled at me. He was like, "Hey, you can't do that." And then I got out the pool and I was like, "I'm sorry." And he was like, "But by the way, do you want to work for me?" He yelled at me and then was like, "You want to work for me?" And I was like, "Well, what do you do, weirdo? Like, what do you mean?" Like, and he was like, "Man, like I'm an owner of an interactive entertainment company, man. We do bar bat mitzvahs, all types of great things. I think you have the personality for it." And I was like, "Well, let's do it." And it's funny, one of my teachers was just telling me like the previous week, like, "You should get into that." And I was like, "I have no idea what that is." And I just jumped right in. Literally, Dylan put me on my first gig. It was a camp gig. Literally, I was just turning 17.
And so let's date this. What year was this? Do you recall?
So this was probably the like springtime of 2017.
Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, because my birthday's in July, and I met Dylan May of 2017.
Okay.
Yeah, that's about what happened, because I know the weather had just broke. It was definitely like a calm like 79 that day. Yeah. So yeah, I was definitely 16, and now I'm 23. Man,
you're still a baby, but that's amazing. You're still like entering your prime. Like that's you're not even at your prime yet.
I know, man. That's what's so crazy. Like I love it because I just love to learn, and I just love to keep getting better and better. And, you know, my mom used to always say, you know, you learn from those that came before you, you know, and you're never too old, never too young to learn. And so I just like every mitzvah we do, or every time we have a meeting or whatever, I'm internalizing everything because I just want to learn and just get better, you know.
You know, Samaj, you mentioned earlier that, you know, we talked about it in the pre-show before we went live, and you said, you know, doing it for the right reasons is what drives you. And I think that that's so incredibly special. And it kind of leads to the personality that you are, and the mindset that you have. You know, you mentioned that you are a full-time minister, you know, and when you consider the fact that that is your full-time job, and then you party with us on the weekends, you help, you know, kids celebrate their bar mitzvah, I think it allows you to really understand the magnitude that comes with these moments and why the celebration is so important, because you're a man of faith. And I think that our family falls in love with you because of your energy, and then wants you to continue to be a part of their life forever because of your understanding of what's going on here. And I think that's a really hard skill to find. It's something that you're, you know, you're just born with. And I think that you have it, man, which is why you're probably, you know, one of the most requested MCs that we have to offer at Explosive. And I think the listeners here are kind of gauging that charisma and understanding why we are so excited to have you on our team.
Well, thanks for that. Thanks for that, Dylan. I appreciate it. It's crazy you say that too, because, you know, like a lot of people that I talk to, right? Like whether it's at the church, whether it's at, you know, mitzvahs or gigs, whatever, like I tell them what I do, and they're like that's like polar opposite, like lifestyles. Like, you know what I mean? And I always tell people, you know, well, first thing before I even say this, like my senior pastor, like he like supports me doing what we do like 100%. Like he's like, he'll call me like, bro, you got gigs this weekend? Like you got mitzvah this weekend? Like he gets so excited. And he's like, he even tells me, he's like, I love it because we got a free DJ at the church. Like, you know, whenever we have church gigs, like whenever there's like, we have like some kind of party or like some kind of special event, he's like, oh yeah, our youth pastor Samaj will jump on. He'll DJ for us. Like, it's not a problem. Like, but you know, one of the biggest things to tie it all in is that, you know, as pastors, as ministers, whatever, our job is to serve. You know, one of the key elements of being a minister is serving. It's not about your personal gain. It's not about, you know, the title that you get or the recognition you get. It's about being a part of someone's growth, being a part of someone's life, being a part of someone's celebration, to where you can sit back and say, you know, I serve them, not because I had to, or not because, you know, it was my duty, but because I genuinely wanted to do that. Yeah. You know, so it really, when people say it's polar opposite lifestyles, it's really not, because you're allowing someone to get somewhere that's not only a great place to be, but you're serving them because you genuinely want to do that.
Yeah, so imagine both of these aspects of your life, you're involved in the most amazing days for these people, you know, whether it's, you know, helping them celebrate their wedding in church, or the baptism and communion christening, or celebrating a mitzvah. I mean, you're with them on the most impactful days where people are their happiest. And
right.
I think you're so good at it because your charm comes out, your personality comes out, and you help bring the good out in people. I think that's a great testament to who you are. And probably your upbringing too.
Well, that's exactly
a family oriented, you know, wholesome guy.
That's exactly what I was going to say, man. When Samaj, like I said, like Samaj was talking about, we locked him down when he was still in high school, and I had to, before I was really able to work with Samaj, I had to work with his parents, with his mom. And when I tell you that the apple doesn't fall far from the tree, I mean, everyone in his family is like this. His younger sister I am in love with her because she is just like Samaj, just, you know, a touch younger. And it just shows that that family dynamic is what really built the foundation for the successful MC and person that we have in Samaj. So really it's a nod to your parents. So shout out to your mom.
I shout them all the time. People are like, why are you the way you are? I'm like, it's not God, then it's my parents, man. Like, it's my parents all the time. Dylan got a taste of that. He DJ'd my prom send off. And I mean, you know, listen, I know we're on podcasts and all that, but I gotta say it. My family, like, not only did Dylan get a taste of how my family is, but my family fell in love with Dylan so much. They literally were like, man, that white boy was going crazy on those ones and twos, man. And that's Dylan's motto. Dylan like lives on that now. Like wherever he goes, he's like, I want y'all to know that I'm the white boy on the ones and twos. I can ride.
So Samaj, let's talk a little bit about, where what you love about Bar and Bat Mitzvahs. Obviously you love it for a lot of different reasons, but when you consider it as a whole, talk about specifically at least one of your favorite parts of a bar or a bat mitzvah celebration.
You know, like we already talked about like the serving aspect and all that. And I would say there's two things that really like bring me like the utmost joy in mitzvahs. Excuse me. I love when we have the ability to step in and take the stress off of parents. Like we've seen it before. We have the micromanaging parents. We have the micromanaging party planners and all that. Just want to do everything. And I say, it happens almost at every celebration. I say, hey, we got it. You know, like just trust us. Like, I got you. Or even when you just have that initial meeting with that family, whether it's through Zoom, whether it's in person over the phone, like, and you just say, hey, like, I can make that happen for you. Okay. Like we'll do this, we'll do that. And they're like, you hear that sigh of relief. It's so fulfilling because it's like, we're not just doing their party. We're stepping into their family now, becoming a helping hand. So when I see like a family that just has a sigh of relief and they're just like, hey, I can sit back and just let Explosive run the show. And I know I'm getting quality service. Like, I think one thing that makes us stand out, you know, as it pertains to other entertainment companies, that we go above and beyond. We don't just do the bare minimum. You know what I mean? Like, you know, like, it's crazy. Like, Dylan, you taught me this when I was 16 years old. We do whatever we can to ensure the safety, the well-being, and the happiness of clients or whatever it is. So like, even like some is like, Dylan, I'll never forget years ago, we did a camp gig and there were kids that were swinging off of like a bar that literally was the most unsafe thing. And let's call a spade for a spade. Like, that's not our responsibility, but we can't have kids getting hurt on our watch, especially while we're doing something. Like, so when you have a family that knows, like, oh my gosh, like they're keeping us well grounded, safe, regardless on all levels, and seeing that happiness, that brings me joy. And I think one of the biggest things too is like, I don't know the proper word to describe it, but like when you see a party rocking, and you're on the stage or you're in the middle, like, and I'll reference the mitzvah that Mike, you and I did, you know, was it 2 weeks ago, mm-hmm. or a week ago, whatever we did in Maplewood. Like, you're talking like what was like 250 people, like 250 people there.
It was about that. Yeah.
Yeah. Like when you sit back and you just see a family, just like you see family and friends just like locked in, and you see like no one's missing a beat. Like the feeling of just like, I don't know. It's like that excitement. Like you sit back and you just go, wow. Like you're caught in that moment, the awe that you see. Like, dude, like we did this.
Yeah. Like, Samaj, I described that party last week in our recap as one of the top 10 events I've ever done.
Seriously.
And the only thing that truly stood out was just the energy and excitement from start to finish. Like there was real love, real excitement. There, you know, it was an amazing party in every which way, but it wasn't the most over the top. It wasn't the most glamorous. It didn't have the most amazing, decor. Like everything that it did was great.
Mm-hmm.
But the audience made that party so incredible. Like,
insane.
After doing this for 20 years, if I say it's in my top 10, I really can't even think of my favorites because there have been so many great ones, but top 10 easy. Do you have a favorite event? Like, is there a favorite or even a favorite performance moment of any sort?
I think that's definitely in my top 10, what we did a couple weeks ago. You know, there was a gig that I did. I believe it was Emma's Bat Mitzvah in Holmdel at the Bellworks.
Yep.
I mean, like, everything about that event was insane. I mean, like, not only the venue alone was off the chain. Like, it looked like something you saw, like, in a futuristic movie where, like, the Matrix, they're, like, having, like, a high-speed chase at, like, in a basement somewhere. Like, I was crazy. I was walking through the venue, like, we were bringing stuff in, and I was like, you could film a great, like, action thriller in this venue. Like, that's, you guys know what I'm talking about.
And they actually do. They use it. We're talking about Bellworks in Holmdel, and they actually do use that space for film, TV, and movie productions. It's,
oh wow. Well, it's a great spot. But like, just seeing all the different, because it was a lot going on. That event had a lot of moving parts, and I'll be honest, I was very overwhelmed when, you know, I got there and I saw all we had to do and everything. But like, once again, like, everything just gelled together, and the kids were amped up, the adults were amped up, and it was just a nonstop, like, rager from start to finish. Like, even the grand entrance alone, like, the grand entrance was almost like red carpet-esque. Like, it was like everyone's just there with their cameras on the sides and all that, and this walkway is just humongous. Like, that was probably one of my favorite events I've ever done.
That's cool. That's very cool.
Samaj, you know, no one would guess by looking at you or talking to you even for like 5 minutes, but I want you to tell our listeners about your music taste and the music that you vibe with, the music that you love. And I think that folks are going to be surprised about what some of your favorite artists and songs. So I want you to describe it a little bit.
Okay. So I come from a very, very, very musical family. My grandma, she was a music teacher for many years. She's actually a pianist. My aunt Tracy, she was Tina Marie's backup singer, and now she's Ziggy Marley's backup singer, which is Bob Marley's son. And this is the one that I take a lot of pride in. My aunt's husband, so my uncle, he is one of the original members of the Whispers. So, you know, I rock steady and the beat goes on. It's a love thing and all that. So my taste in music is deeply rooted in old school pop, R&B, hip hop, all that. If it's the 90s and before, if it's 70s, 80s, and 90s, I'm somewhere in there. Like, if you see my playlist on my phone or what Apple recommends that I listen to, everything is old school. Like, I mean, when I was first starting off as an MC, Dylan would literally give me the mic only for adult dance sets because he knew I would go crazy just for the old school music. So like, that is like, and tell you all right now, my favorite artist of all time is Rick Astley. And everyone is shocked when I tell them that. Like, I've seen the man live. Like, I saw him live 2 summers ago when he was with New Kids on the Block. And it's crazy. Like, people were like, well, what show are you going to? I'm like, I'm going to see New Kids on the Block featuring Rick Astley. Like, they were like, you? I'm like, yeah. So growing up, to give you a little more information about me, growing up, I was always described as Carlton. This modern
real life Carlton Banks.
Real life Carlton Banks. That's how I was described. And so, like, I just love old school music, but more specifically, Rick Astley all day. Dylan and I actually have a running joke, because when we first met, I always referenced that my uncle was in the Whispers. So Dylan got to a point where he was like, well, at this point, it's just my uncle. You know, yeah, it's
my uncle too.
Samaj, I actually, you know, that energy and your love for that music, I don't play it often. I don't play Rick Astley often, but like, when I know you're the MC, I almost always play it because your energy comes off and then the crowd feels it. It's like, there's something to be said about when the team, and let's transition. I want to talk about team for a second, but when the team starts to feel something, like the energy that the crowd like gets off of that, it's just so amazing. And, you know, there's certain dancers, you know, Matrix is an amazing dancer when we, for as a whole, but when we play Michael Jackson, you know, he could just do that. So let's talk about, you know, your role at Explosive, you know, as a team manager. You know, how do you describe, you know, the way that you lead your crew and, you know, the respect amongst the crew?
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, like, I'm a very, like, and I kind of take, like, ministry approaches to this. Like, you know, like, I try to meet everyone where they are. You know, like, okay, like, how can I best help you? Or what are you struggling with? Or whatever, even if that presents itself, which it rarely does. But I try to create an environment to where, like, hey, we're, once again, we are here to serve these amazing people. You know, we can always hang out after this. We can always, you know, bunch up together after this and do whatever, go out to eat or whatever. We can always do that. But you only get one mitzvah. You know, you get mitzvahed once, you know. So, like, let's allow these people to have an amazing time and let's show them our amazing talent. So what I do is I'm a pusher. Like, yo, I know you can do this. I know you can do that. Like, if I can reference someone right now that is new in our company, Elton, I love him. I'll never forget. I did one of his first mitzvahs he did with me, and he was my co-MC. I gave him the mic, and you know, he was like, "How did I do?" I was like, "Dude, like, you killed it." And I just gave him one little piece of advice, and I gave him the mic. I said, "Now go run with it and do it." And he rocked this dance set. You know what I mean? So, like, I like to create an environment or leadership to where I push people. And of course, you know, I have my different techniques to where, like, you know, I don't even want to use the word demand, but I expect respect. You know, of course, that any leader would, or any, you know, lead on a party would do. But, like, I try to create an environment that's very family oriented, that's very fun, that's very happy. Like, I want people to, when they think of Samaj, they think of just this fun MC that, like, meets me where I am and wants to push me to be the best dancer or best DJ or best MC that I could be, you know. And I just do that by simply saying, like, hey, like, let's try this, let's do this. I know you're capable of doing it, so let's just do it. You know, like, even when I see, like, dancers bunched up on the dance floor, whatever, I'm like, yo, guys, spread out and watch, and just watch, just trust me. And, like, I'm a pusher. So I push, and they'll spread out. And then next thing you know, they got, like, four different groups of kids dancing along with them just because they had a push.
Love
so,
that.
So, Samaj, you are so incredibly likable. And at this point, at, you know, a young guy, like, in relativity to what this career is, you're a young guy with so much experience. I want to try to wrap this thing up and close it up a little bit with, if you can give a piece of advice from your perspective to a family who's in the middle of planning a celebration, what would you tell them?
So the first thing I would say is, you know, definitely see what your kid wants. You know what I mean? I think a lot of times, you know, parents, I'm not a parent yet, but, like, a lot of parents, you know, they get caught up sometimes on what they want. But I think one of the biggest things is first, you know, just asking, like, you know, the one that's getting bar mitzvahed or bat mitzvahed, like, what are you looking for? What are your expectations? Now, there are some, you know, kids that, you know, are more laid back, like, hey, you know, mom, dad, you know, take the lead. That's fine. But I think the biggest thing is just trying to figure out where we are as a family. You know, how can we best serve you? And the biggest thing is, I believe there's nothing wrong with shopping, with shopping for an MC or shopping for dancers or whatever. So, like, we put it this way, right? When people come to church, right? There's times we have first time guests at our church and they're trying to figure out, you know, yo, like, is this church for me or whatever? And they'll go to some other churches. And I tell people sometimes, like, it's okay to church shop. Find where your inlet is. So applying that in our setting is, you know, diving deep into who's a proper fit. With that comes communication. I really push families to communicate, like, talk to this person. Like, I loved our showcase this year because you had a lot of families that were there just to communicate and were even curious, you know? So I think if a family is kind of in the middle of planning a mitzvah, there's no such thing as too much communication. There's no such thing as over shopping. You want your celebration to be what you want it to be. Like, I know if I was planning my kid's mitzvah and I looked at the list of Explosive MCs, I would be so conflicted. Because not only do I know everyone on a personal level, but there's so much talent. So what I would do, like, I'd be calling Mike, I'd be calling Dylan every single day. Like, yo, this is what I'm looking for. This is what I can I speak to this MC? Can I look at his recent promos or his or her recent promos? Can I figure out what I want to do? Can I talk to my kid, or maybe you can talk to my kid to figure out what is his or her interest? What enhancements could I do? Simply just discovering what is the want slash need and simply just over shopping. You know, there's nothing wrong with it.
You know, one of my favorite parts of what I'm getting out of this podcast right now, we often hear, you know, people say, do you have to be Jewish to get it? Like to know how to run a bar and bat mitzvah? And here's a clear example of no. And I don't think we've ever really talked about this, Dylan, on the podcast, but, you know, could there be advantages to, you know, you being Jewish and being bar mitzvah yourself? Maybe, you know, you could know what it's like to be in that kid's shoes. But everything that Samaj has been saying, like, clearly shows he knows and understands the industry, the ups and downs, the difficulties of, you know, throwing a party of this stature and, you know, the awkwardness that can be encountered by a 13-year-old that may or may not want to be the life of the party.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I've seen it tons of times, like, you know, like, you got to call a spade for a spade. And as a youth pastor, like, I see this all the time, like, you know, some kids just aren't social. There are some kids that have maybe like social anxiety. That's a even bigger opportunity for an MC to really step in and really show that they care about a family. Interesting. You know, like, I mean, like I've had kids like that literally have been like contemplating their grand entrance. And I'm like, how about this? Like, this is where like you have to tap into your leadership, tap into your creativity to make an event pop. So like, I'll say to a kid, like, hey, I can get my friend Derek to walk you in, or I get my friend Bridget to walk you in. I can have an entourage of people around you that will not only take the attention off of you, but will literally, you know, pipe you up because this is your time to shine.
I want to interject for a second, Samaj, because I want to mention something that happened last weekend. And I know that we're kind of throwing you in the hot seat here, but you made something relevant. And it's like, you know, if your kid is having a hard time with an entrance, and maybe they're not excited by a dancer walking them in or something like that. This weekend I had a bat mitzvah girl who was really unsure about being in the spotlight. And one of the solutions that I had posed to her is having some of her best friends walk in with her. Mm. And I, like, that's just one of those like little, like off the dome tips that we had offered to them. So, I mean, I think that the mindset of let's meet you where you're at and how can we make this right for you and your family is something that is, it comes with experience, and you got it, man. All right, Mike, you got one more for it?
One final question, Samaj, before we wrap this thing up. This podcast is all about tips and tricks for families planning a mitzvah, but I'm going to flip the script a little bit. I want you to provide a tip or trick to a young child or young adult that wants to get into this industry, because we spent a lot of time in the beginning talking about you being 16 and kind of just being discovered. But like, let's say that day didn't happen and, you know, Dylan wasn't the lifeguard on call that day. You know, like, if you wanted to get into this business now, knowing what you know, how would you, what tips would you give to a aspiring performer?
They'd call me.
I would say hands down, and I believe this works in everything, is eagerness. Like, when you show that genuine want to grow and that genuine want to be a part of this industry, like, it's eagerness. I mean, like, I'm sure Dylan can tell you, we've had many people come in and out of the door. Like, okay, yeah, I think I want to do this. We put them on a party and yeah, they'll do a good job or they'll do a bad job. I know, Mike, you've seen it too. And then it's like, all right, you know, but then it's like after the fact, you might schedule them on it and the energy's maybe it's not there, or maybe it's not what they thought it to be. At the end of the day, you know, there's going to be some highs. There may be some lows. That's life, period. But eagerness, like Dylan could tell you, when I probably emailed and called Dylan almost every single week after he discovered me, because I was like, I want to do this so bad. I talk to you guys all the time. Like, you know what I mean? Like, still to this day, like, when you show that genuine desire that I want to grow and I want to be a part of this team and I want to be a part of the legacy because I'm in for the long haul, no matter. Because like I said, there will be times where it's down. There will be times when it's high. Like, I mean, I never forget my first off season when I first started. Like, when we hit the spring, I'm like, this is, like, where is it? But I still was like, I was probably texting Dylan like almost every day. Like, is there anything? Is there any? Put me on a camp gig. Put me on a gig with you. I'll be your roadie, whatever it is. Like, I used to literally, like, in the summertime, I would come into the office with Dylan, and I would just resort out the warehouse just because I was eager. Like, because those are the ins and outs of this industry. It's not just always performing. It's not just always doing parties. There's so many moving parts. And when you show eagerness, when you show that you genuinely have a desire to elevate your position or even come into this industry, you have to have the drive for it, because we're making it.
Words of wisdom right there.
That's all it is.
So we're going to tie this up. It was awesome having you here. We could probably talk for like 9 more hours. In the show notes on all podcast platforms, there'll be details on how you can check out Samaj, see his videos, learn a little bit more about him on our website. But dude, it was great having you here. I hope you enjoyed this little 30-minute session with us.
Oh, this is great, man. This is a great way to spend my Monday. I'm so thankful for you guys having me on here. And I hope I'm on soon again.
We'll do that. So episode 135 coming to a close. If you have any questions, any ideas for next episode, hit us up at all things explosive at XE Events. We'll see you soon.
Bye.